You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Donald Trump came to Detroit to give a speech. For Michiganders opposed to Trump and what he stands for, it was their chance to speak back. Some 300 protesters gathered to chant outside Cobo Center in Detroit as Trump spoke to the Detroit Economic Club. And nearly 20 women took the protest inside, interrupting Trump and being escorted outside by Secret Service. Among those kicked out of Monday's speech, former Democratic State Representative Rashida Tlaib, who was there as part of Moms Against Trump. She's with us now. Did you go to the Trump speech planning to make some kind of statement, or was there just a particular moment that got you that fired up?
Well, when the ticket was offered, at first I said, well, I'm going to go and I'll do something, because if he says something racist, right? And I think as I watched the other young girls getting up and, you know, kind of dragged out, I then had this urge to get up, and I did. But as Moms Against Trump, I think it was important for us to be able to vocalize some of our concerns. Unfortunately, people are more focused on us being escorted out than the questions that we asked him.
And tell us exactly, what did you say that got you tossed from the speech?
I got up and yelled, please do better for our children. I said, our children deserve better. Please stop with the hatefulness. Read the Constitution. Your rhetoric is dangerous. What did you teach my son when you took the Purple Heart? Give it back. You know, it didn't earn it. And that's when I was escorted out.
Did anyone say anything to you as you were walked through the crowd, either during then or afterwards?
The audience already was saying things as some of the women were getting up and escorted out.
Like,
and
what?
Why did they even come here? And, you know, oh, they're all women. And what did she say? You know, it was very hard because people would begin to boo. And then the young girl next to me, I said, you know, they're talking about sexual harassment and his stance on that. And the fact that, you know, a lot of us women worked really, really hard, and we still continue to work extremely hard to make work environment safe for us and not hostile. And, you know, sexual harassment is a real issue that's still very serious in various workplaces. Trump has continuously hinted or directly said that, oh, in some instances, it's okay, or that if it is happening, they need to find another job. You know, those are things that is coming out of his camp, from his son's mouth to himself as a candidate. You know, for me, I was there as a mom, and the fact that my kids continuously ask me about him and the anxiety that it's causing. I'm sure I'm not the only mom or parent out there that is experiencing the same thing I have. It's very easy to keep some of that away from them, but when it's so escalated to the point where, I mean, every single day he was saying things that are just really hard to explain to a child, that this person is running for president. You know, Adam continuously thinks he's trying to take over the world, like there's some sort of character, and worried about it. And so a lot of us moms, I mean, there's about 20 or so of us in Moms Against Trump, and we talk about it. We share articles about how to talk to your child about Trump. The fact of the matter is, like, the rhetoric is already there. It's already done the damage, and it's going to take years, even if he's not president. It's going to take us a while to try to address the harm that he caused our kids. I've heard many of my Latino friends tell me that their kids are talking about being deported. They're like, well, you were born here. Why are you talking about that? You know, things that they didn't expect their 6 or 7 year olds to be talking about.
I have to ask, what are your thoughts, Rashida Tlaib, about the way that some news reports described you, Muslim, Palestinian?
It was frustrating because I know that is a way to discredit me. As soon as you label me that way, my ethnicity or my faith, people shut down. They don't say, oh, this is a mom of 2 boys, 11-year-old and a 5-year-old. This is a mom that is raising her children Muslim in America. This is a mom that's actively involved in anti-poverty programs, all those things. But people are not talking about that. They're not talking about where does that passion, that drive come from. The fact of the matter is 13 of us went there risking getting arrested because we were passionate about women issues, passionate about having this like seat at the table without being victimized because we're female. For me, it was like, I got to do something because, you know, you hear about moments in history where people are like, what were you doing? What did you say? And I'm so glad that some people spoke up. People know that I say this a lot, and it's true, but this like Nazi-type rhetoric of dividing and picking people out of the country and things of that nature, it is really, really harmful psychologically to our children. And I needed to say something and speak out. But I'm so upset that It was more, oh, you're just jumping up and down, and no. But I'm glad when people do ask me what I say, and I tell them. But yeah, I'm proud of being Palestinian Muslim. But my God, if anybody knows me, knows that I was there as a mom more than anything.
Was that local media, Rashida, or national media?
I mean, it was a combination. Yeah. I think locally, the newspapers labeled me that way. I think as folks are out there, and what's interesting, people don't know what I am or anything, but that is now becoming, oh, the Palestinian Muslim former state rep. You know, it really minimizes our voices when people talk about us that way and trying to label us that way. I continue to be frustrated with that because I don't know if they would do that to somebody that wasn't of Muslim faith.
Rashida, what would you say right now to Donald Trump if you had him just one-on-one, the two of you standing before each other, what would you say to him?
This may sound corny, but it's true. I would beg him and say, please stop. Say positive things about people of different faiths. Say positive things that would bring us together as a country. And please stop. That these little ears are listening, and that his legacy will be that he created this kind of fear and this kind of division that is going to live in our country for years, even if he isn't elected, and that he needs to step back, breathe, and remember that his words matter, to stick to values, not insults. If he does that, and I'm serious, Donald, you will be successful. You will thrive. You will grow, hopefully. In some ways, if you are not prepared to grow as you're running for president of the United States, then maybe you shouldn't be running for president of the United States. Because my sons deserve so much better. So behave yourself. Take a time out and try to rethink about how you're going to bring our country back together because you've divided us too much.
I have to ask, were you charged or were you just escorted out and allowed to go?
Escorted out.
Okay. Former Democratic State Representative Rashida Tlaib, who is part of Moms Against Trump. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Rashida.
Thank you.